The United Nations have given their recommendations to Australia after early this month they reviewed our participation in the Women's Rights Treaty. The UN has highly criticised Australia's ability to protect and promote the rights of women and girls. Joining us on the line now is law reform solicitor and clinical legal supervisor from the University of Sydney, Maria Nawaz, to discuss it more. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
So can you please tell us a bit about the UN body who deliberated on this matter?
Sure. So the UN body who reviewed Australia's compliance with the Women's Rights Treaty is called the Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. And they're a body made up of 23 experts on women's rights from around the world. And one of their key functions is to review states who have signed the Women's Rights Treaty for how they're doing against that treaty. So are they meeting their obligations or not? And how can states improve?
And what has this committee said about Australia's record on women's rights?
So the committee handed down its recommendations on Monday night in Geneva, and it was very scathing in its assessment of Australia's record on the rights of women and girls. So it identified 24 areas of concern and issued over 90 individual recommendations for improvement. So it sent a very clear message to our government that we're not doing enough to protect the rights of women and girls in our community, and the government needs to step up and take concrete action to improve the rights situation.
So is there any other response from the UN? Can they do anything to hold us accountable for not following the treaty?
So international human rights law is a bit difficult to enforce. So the committee does have something called a follow-up procedure. So within 1 or 2 years, it can ask the government to report back on 4 key priority recommendations that it has made. The other key thing we look at to encourage the government to implement the recommendations is Australia's reputation internationally. So Australia has a seat on the Human Rights Council, which is a major human rights body internationally. And just a few weeks ago, that council had a session on the rights of women. And Australia, at that session, was using its seat on the Human Rights Council to advocate at the international level for the rights of women and girls. So we're going to be saying to Australia, it's all good that you're advocating at the international level, but you need to address the reality for women and girls at home. And you won't have any credibility at the international level if you continue to violate the rights of women and girls at home.
So as you said, the review from the United Nations was quite scathing of our recent history in women's rights. What were some of the most significant and pressing places that the UN review found?
So the UN review made many recommendations. Some of the most pressing areas are the lack of a Human Rights Act. So Australia remains the only Western democracy without a Bill of Rights or a Human Rights Act. And what that means for ordinary people in the community is that if the government violates your rights, it's very difficult to enforce your rights or seek any form of redress or remedy. So the committee really pressed Australia on why it doesn't have a Charter of Rights or a Human Rights Act. Another key area of concern raised by the committee was the endemic nature of violence against women. So the committee noted that over 1 in 3 women experience violence in their lifetimes in Australia. And it criticised the Australian government for chronic underfunding of services that provide help to women fleeing violence, including legal assistance services. So the committee was really encouraging Australia to take key steps in order to reduce levels of violence against women in the community.
And what are some of the key recommendations made by the committee?
So the committee's made lots of different recommendations, so over 90 recommendations. One of the other key recommendations the committee has made focuses on the economic disadvantage faced by women in Australia. So the government has cut billions of dollars from Social Security for single mothers since 2013, and the committee expressed shock at these cuts, especially noting that Australia is a wealthy country. So it's recommended that the government take immediate measures to mitigate the effect of recent budget cuts on women and also implement gender-responsive budgeting in the allocation of public resources and reinstate the funding of services catering to women's rights.
Now, the range of these recommendations are far-reaching and broad. As you've sort of noted, there's a few different key areas. How likely are we to see action in the near future from our government regarding this review?
So, unfortunately, Australia has an extremely poor record of implementing treaty body recommendations. So during the review in Geneva, the Australian government said that it takes its international obligations very seriously, but also admitted that on most fronts it has no plans to amend laws or policies to improve the protection of women and girls in the Australian community. So that was really disappointing. So we think this Australian government really needs to step up. The recommendations provide them with a clear roadmap to improve its record on women's rights, and we're hoping the Australian government will rise to the challenge.
What are some of the key ways you think that the government can do that? What are some things that you think are easy enough to implement but have been entirely overlooked?
So the government could do many things. It could introduce a Human Rights Act at the national level. It's something the federal government has looked at previously, and there's a lot of community support for that. So that's something that could be done. It could also reinstate funding of women's services or services that cater to women's rights. And it could also increase funding to legal assistance services. So a key area noted by the committee was access to justice. So the committee, the government could increase funding for community legal centres in line with previous recommendations.
Now, if people are concerned about the government's potential lack of action over this review, is there something that can be done in order to, say, pressure the government to implement these recommendations?
Yes, if individuals are concerned about the government's lack of action on women and girls' rights, they can write to their local MP and encourage them to take this forward. We need to see the government doing more at home in order to promote gender equality.
Well, it's a very important step in our democratic process, and hopefully we can see some progress being made in the future. Maria, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
Law reform solicitor and clinical legal supervisor from the University of Sydney, Maria Nawaz, there chatting with us about the United Nations' heavy criticism of Australia's women's rights status.